Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, August 19th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fell as investors second-guessed how aggressively the Federal Reserve will move to tame inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day down 292 points, or about 0.9%, to close at 33,707. The S&P 500 dropped 55 points, or nearly 1.3%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq fell 260 points, or 2%. All three indexes were also down for the week. The Dow dropped about 0.2%, the S&P lost 1.2%, and the Nasdaq fell 2.6%. Comments from Fed officials this week and the release of minutes from the central bank's July meeting showed that aggressive rate increases could continue. On Thursday, James Bullard, the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis president, said he would lean toward another 75 basis point hike at the bank's September meeting. In individual stocks, shares of Wayfair fell more than 20% today after the furniture giant said it would let go of about 870 workers as it tries to manage operating costs. Wayfair enjoyed rapid growth from online sales early in the pandemic, but it's had four straight quarters of losses as customers returned to stores. Shares of Rivian fell 4% after the electric vehicle maker said it's discontinuing the cheapest versions of its pickup truck and SUV models, citing low customer demand. Rivian reported $1.7 billion in losses for the second quarter. And in commodities, Russia's state-owned energy exporter Gazprom says it will shut down the Nord Stream natural gas pipeline to Germany for 3 days of maintenance later this month. The unexpected move puts pressure on much of Europe to fill up gas reserves to keep homes warm over the winter. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.